Spencer Chase in the Wolsey Westington FFA chapter and South Dakota State University, talking with Alyssa Owens from Sonoraville, Georgia FFA, this year's winner of the National FFA Agri-Science Fair Social Systems Division 1. Alyssa, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Alyssa, just for starters, what can you tell us about the project that you undertook that allowed you to win this award?
I did a survey over agricultural literacy that consisted of questions about Georgia agriculture, food origins from plants and food origins from animals and other components of agriculture. I sent the survey out to several students in my rural high school, and then I received 405 surveys back, and I concluded that no one knows their basic agriculture and agricultural literacy. Only three people made a 90 or above, which was my hypothesis was that 80% would make a 90 or above on my survey.
So, I mean, it's well known that agricultural literacy is a problem in this country and that it needs to be addressed, and we as FFA members can do our part, but what made you specifically want to undertake this problem?
Well, my dad has always been in agriculture, he builds chicken houses and things like that, and I've noticed that people don't know where, say, a chicken finger comes from. When I started doing poultry judging, they thought that a chicken finger came from a chicken foot, and people didn't know how their food was grown, such as peanuts. They didn't know that they were grown under the soil. They thought they were grown on a bush, and it just made me feel bad that people didn't know where everything came from, and that people need to know, because they could be eating trash for all they know. They don't know how something's grown or what it looks like.
And Alyssa, how do you plan on using the results of this research?
I plan on using it as I would like to get it published and take it and show all of Georgia, even all the country, that it should be mandatory for someone to take a basic agriculture class to understand how to grow things and where everything comes from, because there's going to be a shortage of food one day and people aren't going to know how to grow it or that a hamburger comes from a cow.
And Alyssa, what about some of the skills that you've gained throughout this project? How do you plan on using those in your future?
I've gained a lot of public speaking skills, and I'm not afraid to go and talk to someone now as I was. And I know how to conduct an experiment. I know how to write a research paper now.
That's Alyssa Owens from Sonoraville, Georgia, this year's winner of the National FFA Agri-Science Fair Social Systems Division 1. Alyssa, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
For FFA Today, I'm Spencer Chase.